Welcome back to the... Damn it, Bill. Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read the... I can't do this anymore. The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, and then we talk about it.
Amen.
Thank you, Bill. This is page 194. Old Cobb chuckled a bit with grim satisfaction. It was like a hammer hitting a ham. Knocked the fellow right out into the street, 10 feet, my hand to God. Then Martin looked at me laying there like a beetle on my back, and he walks over to the fellow and sticks the boot in good and hard. Gave the nod of acknowledgement to the smith's apprentice. Good and solid, but nowhere near as hard as he could have. And just once, look on his face was the damnedest thing. I could tell he was just settling up accounts in his head, like a moneylender shimming up his scale. That wasn't any kind of proper tinker, Jake said with a low note in his voice. I remember him. A few of the others nodded wordlessly. They each took a careful moment to let time pass and drink their drinks. What if Jessam comes back? The smith's apprentice asked. I heard some folk get drunk and take the coin, then turn all cowardly and jump the rail when they sober up. Everyone paused to consider that. A band of the King's Guard had come through town only last month and posted a notice announcing a reward for deserters from the army. That's the page. My name's RJ, which stands for Risky Juice. Thank you, Vin.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Patrick.
Thank you, Brother Patrick. I love the hammer hitting a ham.
It's so evocative.
I love it.
That was in Lightning Tree too, right? It's too familiar. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah. I'd put money on that. What kind of
ham are we talking? What are you envisioning? Is this like a
steamed ham?
Is this a cured ham? Is this a honey baked ham?
It's gotta be
spiral
thick.
Cut.
Like it's not a slice, obviously.
It's it's
the thick ham and it's a big hammer.
Okay.
It's a whole steamed ham.
Got it.
Delicious. Pass the damn ham, please.
Just slice it.
Oh no, I lost the page.
It's a 194.
It's 194.
Yeah.
Danke. So Martin's settling up accounts. That really gives me Ari a little bit because it's like things are right with the world. I'm gonna knock this dude out.
I'm picturing he's thinking about, you know, if I kick him and break two ribs, that's not enough. But if I break four ribs, that's too much. I'm gonna kick him just enough to break three ribs. That's how I imagine this goes.
Yeah, it does. I do like that imagery. That just like, oh yeah, we got to even this out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we're right on track here.
Sorry, I got caught up reading the page again. It's really good.
Yeah, I think that we can come to a pretty good conclusion that this guy was not a proper tinker and he was masquerading as one. Probably like for the same reason as Joy says that the false troopers kind of did, you know, kind of for protection, for ease of travel, and, you know, anyone's going to let a tinker in.
And for the trust it gets you, exactly.
Yeah. And Amrita is pointing out that it's too neat.
Yes, we hear you, Amrita.
It's
we
too
get
neat.
It.
In what way?
It's too neat.
The complaint was that, sorry, complaint is too bold. The criticism was that, I want to be fair to Amrita, was that it's like too much tying a bow on everything and wrapping up every loose end, and the story just kind of ends too sweetly.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, but I think it's just a very satisfying story, beating up this jerk.
I mean, he does deserve it.
He deserves it. He's pretending to be a tinker.
I think maybe the greater purpose to this is that it's more evidence that Martin isn't just crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. He's got some kind of ethic that he operates with. Mm-hmm. He's got some kind of understanding he operates with. He's not just a, you know, a tornado roaming through town.
Yeah, not just a tornado. And it's interesting how calculated he is here, because he didn't like just start wailing on the Tinker. He gave him a good punch and
a good kick.
Gave him a good kick. Ten knocked him out 10 feet. That's a very impressive punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, even factoring in old Cobb exaggerating, you know, 6 or 7 feet is still a pretty far distance to knock someone.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
I couldn't do that.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Quoth in the library, and he starts yelling at the other kids who are talking too much a few tables away. It's like, you know, he sees something he can fix, and he fixes it.
Like an Amir, almost.
Like an Amir, almost.
Ooh, crack that pot, RJ. Talk more.
Well, I think maybe Simon. Were they researching the Amir at the time? That Quoth did that in the library? They might have been. I think they weren't, were talking.
But Quoth thought he found a hint that the Duke of Jabeo was an Amir.
Uh-huh, right. And then Lauren comes in. And kicks them out, ostensibly for yelling at the other students, but really
I don't know. I think Lauren would have done that to anyone who was trying to talk over a couple tables.
Yeah, like, probably.
So, like, I understand the theory, and it does have some merit. Lauren had no way of knowing what book he was reading. I mean, he could, or even if he did know what book he was reading, there's no way that he would know what Quoth was just pointing out to Simon.
He still had to request it at the time, didn't he? He didn't just find it.
He got the book from Stax, and he went into Tomes.
You're right.
Because it was before admissions, and so they had to, they couldn't find any reading holes in Stax.
Yeah. Well, he did, yeah.
So
fair enough point. But that's part of the theories, that if he's an Amir, they have secret powers. Woo!
Right.
Woo! Anyway.
We see a different use of the word shim here, which I kind of caught my eye, because it's usually a slur.
I mean, it's also the lowest...
Right. It is coin.
Those coins.
But this is a moneylender shimming up his scale.
Mm-hmm.
I guess presumably that's just adding shims to one side.
Adding shims to one side to make it balanced is what I take it as. And shims are not really a coin. They're just loose pieces of metal that are worth the weight of the metal.
Oh, okay. Finally, we have a coin expert on when I'm trying to talk about coins. Because I don't follow it at all in these books.
10th anniversary edition is helpful in that.
Oh, yeah.
I do think shimming up could still be a derogatory term that is taken to denote.
I can see it as the thing that leads to it.
Yeah.
I think in the context, it just is balancing the scale.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see how it could be used in that way. Like, oh, you're really... If you get shimmed on the deal, then it means you get screwed over.
Right. All right. Never. I was mistaken. No, you're right. You're right.
But yeah, it is interesting that was probably the original... Where the word came from. And then, you know, if you're trying to cost somebody some shims, you're just pinching pennies or... however you want to say it, that's where it became derogatory.
Yeah.
Well.
It's funny. So they talk about people coming back. And I'm wondering what happened, other than getting like 7 kinds of hell beat from him. I'm wondering what happened to Jessam so that Bast has ensured he isn't coming back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he did something. We talk about it. We've talked about some theories in the past.
This just highlights it.
Yeah, it does highlight it, and if memory serves best, like, makes a comment before the end of this chapter, like, oh, he's not coming back.
Oh.
And, which is unusual, because he doesn't usually speak up.
Right.
He doesn't usually, you know, and neither does Quoth. Neither of them talk very much while the other guys are talking. They're just kind of in the background. They're the help.
They do if they're surprised or startled, for mm-hmm. sure, or if they're acting. But yeah, you're right. They don't always say anything unless they're caught off guard or they're playing their, you know, master and apprentice.
Yeah.
I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
We have anything else on this page?
I don't think so.
No.
Head empty.
Head empty, no thoughts. And listeners, we will find your reading holes on another narrow page.
Page. Mm-hmm. John, don't turn it off yet. Just wait.
I got nothing.
Nothing? You Patrick, sure? Anything else?
You can't stare at me like I'm going to, and now I'm not going to do it.
Just got to talk some more about dolphin, holes.
Bill.
One more thing? I don't know. I was just asking.
What? Who?
Who's staring at who?
Hole.